Now watch this. And see, we are no longer identified with Satan. He has no control over us. And every day we walk in the light of who we are in Christ. We walk in the light of who we are in Christ. Now listen to verse 8. I read this in King James. Now listen to the passage. None of the rulers of this present world order understood it. For if they had, they never would have crucified the Lord of shining glory. If Satan had known that this was going to take place, that the wisdom of God would be given to us, and we have the secret, and we know that we've been delivered. We know that we've been brought out of the kingdom of God. We know that we belong to the Lord. We know that we're one spirit with the Lord. And when these things show up, we have the name of Jesus. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the word of God. And we speak it. And Jesus said, you can have what you say. Hallelujah. You have what you say. If you say it or pray it, you still have to say it. And when you say it or pray it in faith, it will come to pass just as he said. Hallelujah. So verse 9 said, this is why the scripture says, thing never discover a heart to be heard before. Thing never discovered or heard before. Thing beyond our ability to imagine. These are the mighty thing God has in store for his lovers. These are the mighty things God has in store for his lovers. But God now unveils these profound realities to us by his Spirit. Yes, he has revealed to us his innermost heart and deepest mystery through the Holy Spirit, who continually explores all things. After all, who can really see into a person's heart and know the hidden and know his hidden impulses, except for that person's spirit? So it is with God. His thoughts and secrets are only fully understood by his Spirit, the Spirit of God. I'm gonna have to stop right here, but you know what? I'm gonna pick up here the next Wednesday night, because we're gonna find out if Satan, God wants you to know. If Satan had known this, he never would have crucified the Lord of glory. You have been made one with the Lord. That's why God said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. James said that. Any man, you get this wisdom to know this truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for joining us. I want to give you an opportunity. I want to do this. I don't want to be negligent in this area. You're listening to me tonight. You don't have to be afraid of life. You don't have to be fearful. You don't have to do any of those things. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, if you never met him, you never made him Lord of your life, I'm going to give you the opportunity to do it tonight. It will change your life forever. It will change you forever. The Bible tells us what Jesus did. Now, I've been talking about it tonight. He died in your place, took your place, paid the price, and redeemed you, purchased you from sin and death. And to receive him, you can pray this prayer with me and make him your Lord tonight. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you came in flesh like the scripture said. I believe you died on the cross and rose again. I believe you did it for me. Jesus, I repent of the way I've been living, doing my own thing, going my own way. I repent and I come to you. I ask you to forgive me. Jesus, tonight, come in my heart. I make you my Lord. I receive you as my Savior. and I make you Lord of my life. I surrender my life to you to follow your ways, to find out what you say and live the way you say live. Thank you for my new life in Christ tonight. Thank you that I'm a member of the family of God. I'm the redeemed of the Lord, born again. And Lord, I want everything you have for me. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray for this person or these people that just received Jesus tonight. I pray for them to be filled with the Holy Spirit as Acts 1 and Acts 2, 4. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, Acts 1, 8 and Acts 2, 4. Acts 2, 4, and they were all filled with the Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Holy Spirit, come upon them now. Fill them up to overflowing. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. And I say to you, be filled right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. You got pain in your body. You're going through something. You're dealing with fear. If they're saying, I'm going to pray for you right now. If I were with you, if I were there, I would do what the Bible said. But since we are not there, I said I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to give the command of faith. Whatever's going on in your body, in your life, with your health or your relationship, your money, whatever, I demand you, Satan, take your hands off this person or these people. Take your hands off, I said, in the name of Jesus. And I command them to be healed, to be well, be made whole, that financial need met, that trouble that's been bugging them, stop in the name of Jesus. Peace come, joy come, strength come. Provision take place. Angels, I release you to minister in their behalf. Father, thank you for doing it for them. Thank you that it's done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So glad you could join us. Thank you. They'll put the information up on the screen how you can contact us at this church. But want you to know, we'll be at the sanctuary Sunday. We will have instruction available for you, but we will be in the sanctuary this coming Sunday. Oh, I told you, it won't last. It will not last. Hallelujah. So you have a wonderful evening. God's bountiful blessing rests heavily and strong upon you and your life. In Jesus' name, have a great evening.